I'm gonna be honest with you, the ugly truth is I wanted to be in shape for this. Had big plans too. I was like, I'm gonna get in shape. Hurt my ankle. Hurt the ankle. Wish I had a good story. Like, I was out on the basketball court. These young kids was like, you can't guard this old man. I was like, please, cross over, cross over. That's not what happened. I was actually on my way to a basketball game, open up the car door and step wrong, you know? That's some old fat shit right there. And then when you sprain your ankle, you do this weird thing where you go like this. Ah, oh, oh my God, oh my God. And then when I was doing that, I sprained the other ankle. So I needed to go to the doctor, okay? Went to the foot doctor, right? And this bitch, right, she looks... she looks at me and goes, you need to lose some weight. And I was like, looking up at her like, cool. But can we discuss my ankle? This one is swollen and... you probably should start exercising. I want to do that. But my ankle. Bitch, man. I'm telling you, you would only say that to a man. You know what I mean? You could only say, imagine a woman, you imagine ladies, you imagine a doctor looking at you and going, you're fat and you eat too much. You would kill yourself. It's much harder to be a fat guy than it is to be a fat girl. I'll tell you that right now. But of course, women are always like, you don't know the pressures to being a woman. Hey, there's no fat guy empowerment song on the fucking radio. There's no all about that bass for dudes. But every single year, there's some new song. Big Bitches Unite. Woo! Big Bitches Unite. You know what I mean? Every single year, you know? Big Bitches Unite. I'm a big bitch and you know it. Like... then we coddle. We like to coddle fat people, you know?
You should feel good about you.
No. What the fuck are you talking about? I tell the doctor, she says to me, she's like, I say, I was going to work out, you know? She was like, well... listen, the real problem is fork to mouth. You know what I hate when you tell your friends? I told all my friends, I'm gonna lose some weight, watch. They everybody becomes the food police. You know when everybody becomes the food sheriff? Every time you reach for food, I thought you was... thought she was trying to lose some weight. I thought she was... everybody's a nutritionist all of a sudden, too. Oh, that's not good for you. That's not good for you. I thought you was, thought you was trying to lose some weight. I'm in church trying to get communion. Oh, that's a lot of Jesus. How much Jesus you gonna have? Why you take peanut butter up there? What you doing? Mind your fucking business. What I'm doing with me and my Lord is none of your business. And then, you know what really pisses me off? When they're hungry, you know? When your friend, when they're hungry, they, you know, hey, let's go to Fatburger. What? I'm an addict. I can't go to... Fatburger's like going to the club. I'm in there like, oh, shit. I'm like, are they playing my jam? Is that bacon sizzling? So, of course, I fall off the wagon. I get the double king burger with the Oreo cookie shake and the chili cheese fries. My friend turns to me. I thought you was... thought you were trying to lose some weight. Hey, bitch. We're in Fat Burger. It's in the name, fat burger. They're not trying to hide. This isn't the wellness center up in here right now. That's when they want to look at the menu and tell you what you should have ordered. Well, they have a veggie burger on a gluten-free bun. Shit. That's like going to a whorehouse and cuddling. I'm here to fuck, so... Let's bring out these Asian girls with the fat burgers, please. So, my doctor, though, I'm sitting there, and she tells me, since you can't work out, I'm gonna put you on a calorie diet, she said. 2,000 calories a day. That sounds like a lot to me. But apparently calories are on some kind of peso exchange rate. You have no idea how much calories are until you start counting the shit. Let me tell you something, 2,000 is like a muffin, two basil leaves, and some vitamin water, about that much right there. So I have no idea. So I go to the restaurant, you know, and I'm like, okay, gotta count calories. And, but I still don't know. I'm like, let me get an appetizer. Let me get the onion ring loaf. Just bring me the onion ring loaf appetizer. Okay, that's 2,000. All right. This is probably 250, 275 calories. This shit was 3,000. 3,000 calories for the food. That fucks off my whole day. And half of tomorrow. And I'm still waiting on baby back ribs. Had the key lime pie for dessert, had a potato, had a Coke, had ranch with the onion rings. Ranch. Do you know how bad for you ranch dressing is? Let me tell you something, this much ranch right here, that's like 500 to 700 calories. That's the devil's love juice right there. The devil's in every kitchen going, ah. Okay, good, I'm saving lives in here right now. The next time you order ranch, you're gonna see this, ah. See, the main problem too is how funny fat is. See how we're laughing? Fat is funny as shit. I'm an actor, okay? When you see the script and it says, you're a thief, guess what? You're not a thief. It says, you're crazy. I'm not crazy. When it says, you're fat, you're probably fat. When another actor says to your character, you fat fuck, I have a moment of like, is that me? Fat is just funny. Fat is the only disease that we just like, we don't care. We just laugh at it. We make jokes about it. It's the only disease. I mean, obesity kills people every single day, right? But nobody else would be like, oh, they go Cancer Charlie. Ah. What up, Cancer Charlie? Oh, they go Cancer Tina. No Titty Tina. What up, girl? Oh, look, you're mortified. See what I'm saying? That's my whole fucking point. But if it's somebody fat, you're just like, ha ha ha, hey, hey, hey. Like, it doesn't matter how tragic a story is. If you find out the person's fat, you're not as sympathetic to their plight. They're about to do a movie about those. Like, remember those miners in Chile that got trapped? Like, what if they were fat? You can't, fat guys in a hole. That shit is funny. All I'm saying is it makes a bad situation worse. Like, what if, like, Helen Keller was fat? I know, she's already deaf and blind. Which begs the question, why wasn't she fat? Like, what was her workout, you know what I mean? She wasn't in an aerobic class because the teacher would be like, Helen. 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 Can this bitch hear me? Helen. She just standing in the back. Oh, She was probably fat. This is a bad example. This is a bad example. Okay, bad situation, worse. Okay, like, all right, what if like Anne Frank was fat?
Oh,
I know the guards would have heard her breathing. She can't even walk in the attic. Like, imagine how mad the family would be.
Anne, would you shut the fuck up? Like, are you trying to get caught? Who brought this big bitch up here? Is it you?
The diary'd be full of recipes. Day 4. Apple strudel. She just eating chips.
How does this bitch get chips? How the fuck? We up here starving.
It makes a bad situation worse. Maybe you couldn't accomplish the things you accomplished, you know? Maybe if it's brain things, you know? And Einstein probably still would have been smart, but would we know who Kobe Bryant is? We wouldn't know who Kobe is. It makes your achievements harder to achieve. That's all I'm saying. Like, you couldn't have a fat Jesus. I mean, imagine the logistics. Trying to get fat Jesus on the cross. You got to have a rope and pulley system. They're trying to nail him. He's sliding down. All the miracles will be different. He's walking on water waist deep. I'm your Lord. The Last Supper be a buffet, you know? Judas would be at the buffet. Really, Jesus? How much ranch you gonna put on that lamb? You couldn't have a fat Moses either, you know? I mean, Moses went on a long walk in the desert. He had all the Jews behind him. Fat Moses would have been like, come on, Jews. Come on, Jews. Whew. Oh shit. God damn, how does a motherfucker out here? Hold on, Jews. Oh shit. Woo! Moses need to stop for a second, Jews. Jews. Oh. Anybody else feet fucked up in these sandals? Okay, new plan, Jews, new plan. The promised land, it's gonna be right here. Look at all this land. Get comfortable, motherfucker, get comfortable. Oh, God, such a fat fuck. The problem is, it's so easy to put on weight and so hard to take it off, right? That's why when I die, I'm going right to human resources. I'm gonna fill out one of those comment cards. I'm gonna change some shit. Food that tastes good should be good for you. If I eat 1 pound of food, how much weight should I gain? 1 pound. 1 pound of Oreos. What the fuck happens to the Oreos? Are we cloning shit and stuff? We need to figure out this technology we can feed the fucking world. And what is all this in the toilet? I'm still gaining weight. The human body is a wondrous machine, but there's some stuff about it I would change. Like, I don't get balding. Balding doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Right, sir? I see you over there. Like, if hair is gonna arbitrarily leave your body, it should be the ass first, right? You'd be showing off, baby. You better come in here. Look at this shit here. I'm like a 10-year-old boy back there. Look at that ass. And look at the balls. Look at the balls. Human body is weird. How about this? Let's have male and female sexual peaks at the same time. You know, 18 to like 27 men are just fuck machines. We wake up in the morning, I gotta make some ranch. Isn't it crazy that that's our sexual peak? Women, your sexual peak is like 89. Women are like, you better come tear this pussy up. Don't make me chase you. It makes me feel like, are men and women even compatible? You know, like, it doesn't even make sense to me. Like, sex, especially sexually, like, men and women, we don't even like sex the same. I think women enjoy sex far more than we do. Half the enjoyment from men is getting the yes. We love that. Hey, you wanna fuck me? No? Okay. You wanna fuck me? Hey, you wanna have sex? No? You wanna have sex? Fuck you, bitch. You wanna have sex? You wanna have sex? Yes? Ah! Say, we wanna be with 1,000 women. Every woman wants to be with their man 1,000 times. And you just enjoy it better. You love it. Like, the female orgasm is probably the most demonic. You ever see one of those scary movies when somebody gets a demon in them and they're like, eat my pussy, you know what I mean? It takes over their whole body. Like, the female orgasm starts in the leg and they just... And then, like, their face looks like somebody hit them with a brick. Then they get super emotional. I fucking love you. I fucking love you. I fucking love you. You make a woman do that, she's like, well, we're getting married, just FYI. Our orgasm isn't like that, right, fellas? We're just trying to get rid of it. Get the fuck out of here, you get out of here! Don't you come back in here, you hear me? Not women, man. You know, some women fake it. You know when they're not faking it? I'll tell you right now. They flip you over and get on top. That's what. Women love that the best, right? They get on top, they're crazy. I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you. It doesn't feel good. We've been down there like, oh shit, okay. You just broke my tailbone, we on a mattress. That's when they get the ponytail in too. I love it. And then you make it last forever too. That's what I would change. If you're gonna give women multiple orgasms, let ours last longer than a moment, right? Right now we're just. Okay, wait. If you're 18. Not women, man. Women are in there. The bathroom, come back. You in the kitchen making her a sandwich. Hey, do you want tomato?
Yeah.
Hey, you put tomato in this sandwich? Demo,
bitch, I'm in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen. You need to finish in there. Give us some of that, right, fellas? Give us that. You know why we don't have that? Imagine the mess. It'd be, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh God, oh shit, oh shit, oh God, oh shit, Oh, shit. Just get a towel. Get a towel and I'll... Put down a bucket. Put the bucket down. I told you. Close your mouth. I'm a shooter. You know I'm a shooter. Just... And women will be like... Stop it! Turn it off! It's on my back. It's on my fucking back. It's on my back. Do you know I got my fucking hair done today? I can't even open my eye. So lose weight, you know what I mean? That's the whole point of this. Lose some weight. So that's why I'm a little chubby. Just a little back. Let's get to this shit, like why I'm really here. I'm here to bitch about shit, you know? I don't know how to let stuff go. I'm the don't let stuff go guy. Like if I pass a store I've had a problem with, every time I pass that store, I'm like this. There goes that motherfucking store. And I bet that bitch is in there too. See, I get pissed off about shit. People piss me off, you know? And if I didn't have comedy, you know what I would need? The purge. That's what I would need. The purge, oh God, I wish that was real. The purge is like the best concept for a movie ever. So society can blow off steam, murder is legal for one night a year. Man, you walk out of that theater like, who would I kill? Like, I don't care who you are, you had a purge list in that movie. You were in there like, okay, that bitch is dead. Even the person you were with, you had a moment of like, Do you understand that we would interact with each other differently if the purge were real? Like, if you went to work and your boss was yelling at you, you would be like, you know the purge is coming, right? I mean, I'm not threatening you. You just acting real purgy right now. That's all I'm trying to say. I mean, I'm gonna do the reports, but let's tone it down a little bit. Let's tone it down. Every relationship, that it would always get to, oh, you gonna purge me, bitch? Like, we would interact with each other, you know, like, there would be jobs that would disappear, professions, gone, like meter maid, gone. Who the fuck would do that job? Airport security, gone. Black women in customer service. Sorry, boo-boo. Sorry, boo-boo. Nobody's putting up with that bullshit anymore. I'm just trying to return something, and she back that, well, you need to have a receipt. You don't got a receipt? This motherfucker don't got a receipt. I can't see your tag. Oh, Tanisha, you know the purge is coming, right, Tanisha? And you should probably take this sweater back without the receipt. I'm just throwing that out at you. And it's just one night. It was just one night, 12 hours, not even a full day. And they even had an alarm. Like, in the purge, there was an alarm. Like, purge over. Stop killing. I always thought, what if you're in mid-kill? What if you're just in mid, you motherfucker. Shit! Fuck! Ha! You know I would never. Sit down, boo-boo, sit down. Let me go get that receipt out the car. I had a list of things I call my purgeable offenses. Things I would purge. I have a list. It's in my phone. I add to it all the time. Like pedestrians. that are walking across the street with that "we have the right of way" attitude. You're supposed to walk across the street with an apologetic skip. You're supposed to hit the intersection like, "oh, car, my bad, got your bike. Oh shit, you in a rush, my bad." Here's how people walk across the street. Purge, they gotta die, they gotta die. They gotta die right in the middle of the street. How about these companies and organizations that are asking you to fax them documents? It's 2016. Who the fuck has a fax machine? I don't even have a home phone to hook a fax machine up to. You gotta go to Kinko's and send them a piece of paper that says purge on it. How about this? I love going to restaurants. I eat out a lot. I love to eat out, and I love waiters and waitresses. I know it's a tough job. I know there's waiters and waitresses in here, and I love you, but I have a request at a restaurant. Write down my motherfucking order. This little up-close magic trick you like to do with your little memory game, I don't give a fuck. Keep that skill to yourself. Go juggle in the circus or some shit. I don't care. Write that. You're giving me anxiety. That's why I need you to write the shit down. Okay, my order is finicky. I'll go as far as to say is my order is a purgeable offense. I get that. But I need you to write it down, okay? Like, you know, this is me, this is my order. They come over. Okay, you, everybody's done? Okay, cool. Turkey burger. Wheat bun, lightly toasted. Let's get the mayo on the bottom bun. Pickles on the side, no tomatoes. Let's grill the onions. I haven't even got to the french fries and the salad. And don't get me started on the Arnold Palmer iced tea lemonade ratio. Here's why I need you to write down my order, because when you leave the table, this is me. She stopped at another table. How the fuck is she gonna remember our order? Is this bitch on break? Where's she going now? Now for 20 minutes, I'm ruining the whole table because this is me at the table. There is no fucking way. There's no way she's gonna remember this order. Here come the burger with tomatoes. Purge. That bitch has to die. She gotta die. How about this? Clubs, bars, restaurants, hotels, any place that uses cheap toilet paper. Hey, guess what? You're not saving money. I have to use 9 times the amount just to put a dent into this mess. You get some Charmin in here. I have a simple rule. If there's anything on my finger, purge. Yeah, that's dookie. We gotta burn this down. Who's in charge of purchasing? They have to die. I travel a lot too. I travel a lot. I'm a comic. I'm always on a plane. I'm always at an airport. I fucking hate the airport, okay? First of all, people are the problem, right? There should be 2 lines at the airport. One for experienced, considerate traveler. And then one for asshole. The asshole don't even know he's the asshole. It's the dude that's overdressed, too many layers. You know the guy? 3-piece suit, poncho, beanie, wrestling belt buckle, janitor keys, pager, change in his pocket. Hey, are you doing laundry on the plane? Is there some kind of vending machine on this motherfucker I don't know about? And then he's got too many trays because he's too cheap to check in his big electronics. You know the big electronics guy? 6 laptops, a VCR. Where the fuck are you going with the VCR? Check this in, dude. And then you can't go to the bathroom at the airport because everybody's in a rush. Pull out his dick too soon guy always comes in. The guys know who I'm talking about. You know this dude? Just dick out early for no reason. There's no business for his dick to be out this early. Like, this is the urinal over here, and the door is over here. And he wants to walk in. Excuse me, why is your dick out already? Okay, this is the dick out zone right here. Dick out zone? Okay, oh, this was dick in. This is all dick in. Yeah, over here was dick in. This is all dick in. And then I thought he grazed me with it on the way by. You know, I'm peeing and just like, oh, is that dick? And it took him too long to put it away. I had to step in. Hey, man, can you put your dick away? What's it to you? This is baggage claim, okay? So your dick has been out since gate 75. Let's put your shit away.